The governor has adopted something of a purist's attitude to state bonding.
Read the law. It's very clear. Bonding pays for projects of statewide or regional importance, not local.
In a pre-recorded video played for reporters and state officials, Ventura outlined his $462 million capital investments budget. And he started out by saying his intention is to change what he sees as the pork barrel mentality of past bonding bills.
I know when I was mayor of Brooklyn Park and there were certain things we wanted to do within our city, the first thing everyone wanted to do was, well, let's talk to a state legislator and get the state to pay for it.
Local projects do not fare well in Ventura's bonding package. He says no to everything from Ada's $69,000 request for an outdoor recreation complex right down to Willerney's request for $74,000 to renovate its city hall. Jim Miller, executive director of the League of Minnesota Cities, says the governor is wrong to dismiss projects like these as merely local.
The quality of life that we have in Minnesota is the result of the accumulation of all of these projects, and everything is has an impact, I think, on the state in one way or another. And I suppose regardless of what you do in a capital nature, it's local because it's being built somewhere at a local level.
Arts organizations and groups that do social work also get very little in the governor's bonding plan. Marcia Avner, the public policy director for the Minnesota Council of Nonprofits, says she's especially disappointed by the lack of money for things such as low-income housing.
A proposal in the year 2000 that ignores housing, children, immigrants, minorities is so lean that it is mean.
The governor's definition of projects of statewide significance seems to favor buildings for state agencies, such as his $58 million plan to build new offices and a modern crime lab for the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, and $65 million for repairs on other state buildings, as well as $5 million for the Minnesota Zoo. He also favors large-scale environmental projects, such as $29 million to clean up the Minnesota River, and money for nature trails and other Department of Natural Resources projects. What the governor does not do is fund higher education, at least not to the levels expected by legislators in both parties. The University of Minnesota gets less than half of its $134 million request. The Minnesota State Colleges and Universities system gets only about one quarter of the $230 million it asked for. Richard Cohen, chairman of the Senate Government Finance Committee, says increasing funding for higher education will be the first of many changes to the governor's bonding bill in the DFL-controlled Senate. And he says he thinks the governor's total capital budget should grow by about another $150 million. House Republicans, on the other hand, say they will not increase the governor's total. House Capital Investment Chairman Jim Knobloch says the House bill might even come in at slightly less than the governor's. Knobloch says he generally appreciates the governor's effort to take the pork out of the bonding process.
I do think the governor is going a little bit too far when he says that everything has to have an absolute statewide interest, and I think there's a place for regional projects. But I do think that we can pass the bill. We're just going to have to try to change people's mindset a little bit.
That may take some doing. Bonding bills require a two-thirds supermajority vote to pass the House and the Senate, and the traditional method for creating that sort of a bipartisan coalition has been to spread bonding projects around as many legislative districts as possible. Without that incentive, state legislators may find themselves less eager than usual to let the state borrow money. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.